quite an image in that first reading of today. But we have to remember, for the Israelite people, it's kind of a shock. This idea for the Israelite people is God is our God. We're in relationship, not everyone else. Okay, God is our God. God is about our salvation. God is about our story. And yet, we hear today in the first reading this great imagery of people coming from all places, north, south, east, west, camels, mules, you name it, their carts, you name it, the story is that. And we could expand it to our story today. And we would come in cars and SUVs and pickups and motorcycles on airplanes and maybe even by ship we would get there, all coming to this area of Jerusalem. And yet at the end, we realize a question is asked of Jesus today, who, by the way, is on going to that very Jerusalem. Jesus, will only few be saved? Only few. Brothers and sisters, I like percentages. I like working with numbers. I like to see Jesus come back and say, well, the answer to the question, will only few be saved, would be this. Is it like 90%, 75, 50, 20, 10? What is it, Jesus? But you know something? He never gives us a number, does he? And I think there's some wisdom to that. After all, I'll give you an example. Let's just say, okay, Jesus says, the number of those making it will be saved is 1 in 10 million. What would your response be? You might say, whoa. Well, I better go to church. Maybe I'll be the one. Or you may say, those numbers are so against me that I'll just quit coming. But what if he said this? 99 will be saved, 99%. You may get so big at it and say, I got it made. You won't see me again, Father. Goodbye. You know, and it's this 99% that has really crept into Catholic minds these days. I'll give you a couple of statistics. Recent survey revealed that 77% of Catholics say they can be a good Catholic without attending Mass every Sunday. I need you this week, God, but not next week. 77%. Okay, 56% say they can be a good Catholic without donating time or money to the poor. And did you ever notice how many times Jesus talks about, I'm giving you the poor. The poor. Jesus gave us the poor because they're the eyes of Jesus. They're the voice, the presence of him. 56%. When my mom and dad were growing up, the percentages were on the opposite end. It was amazing. The belief was few could be saved. They worried about what they ate on Friday, what they drank before Mass. And sometimes what we have to do is we actually have to turn to the saints. St. Teresa of Lisieux, who lived from 1515 to 1582, was actually given a vision of hell. It's quite a vision. Just type in St. Teresa of Lisieux and vision of hell, and you'll lay out there everything that she experienced, everything that she saw. But this is the thing on this idea of will few be saved. She said this. She said, what scared me the most was this, the number of souls falling into hell. She said this. This is the way she explained it. She said, it was like watching snowflakes fall into hell. We're from Minnesota. We know what it's like when it snows. Do you know how many snowflakes there are when it snows? Millions and billions. She said, that's the number of souls falling into hell. And Jesus says this today. He says this, strive to enter through the narrow gate, and many will not be able to. For me, the word many sounds like most. Sounds like 50% are going to find themselves on the wrong end of the death stick. For Jesus is going to say, depart from me, I don't know where you are. I don't know who you are. Brothers and sisters, my homily today is a wake-up call. It's a wake-up call. All right? I don't want any one of us to say, well, I didn't know that Jesus talked so tough about hell. I didn't know, this whole idea of numbers and percentages, what Jesus was talking about. I didn't know Jesus told me to go to church. Read John 6. Read it. Eat my body, drink, and you have life. You don't eat, you don't have life. I didn't know I was supposed to help the poor. Read Matthew 25. I was hungry, you fed me. Thirsty, you gave me to drink. This shouldn't be a surprise. Okay? But Jesus says something that's really interesting. Why so many don't enter? He says this. Strive to enter through the narrow gate. Many will try, but will not be strong enough. Strong enough. You know, fall sports have began with practices. The Vikings are practicing. Probably the Packers too. All right? Heaven forbid they practice too. But all these practices, why? To build up strength so they can take on the competition, right? So that's what we got to do. We got to build ourselves up so that we can fight this battle. And what do we have to build up? Well, let's look at the greatest commandment. Jesus says, love God with all your mind, heart, soul, strength. Love your neighbor as yourself. Okay. So if we're actually going to be strong enough, we have to strengthen our mind, our heart, our soul, and our being. So let's talk about him today. Our mind. Boy, is it easy for this mind to think about this. Somebody hurts us and what do we say? That blankety blank. I don't like them. If that happens, you got to hit the gym. The spiritual gym. And you got to start remembering these types of things as this. Things like this. Pray for them. Pray for them. Okay? Ask yourself the question, is this person really as bad as I make them out to be? They're really that bad. And if you can't even find it there, then I want us to remember one thing. Jesus died on the cross as much as for them as for me. Can't do this, Jesus, you're mine. That's first reading. No. East, west, north, south. Remember that? Got to work on that mind. Clear that mind up. Okay, how about the heart? The heart diffuses blood, okay? Diffuses blood. All of a sudden, something happens to it, and our mind and our body's got problems. True two of the heart. If our heart isn't diffusing love, did you ever notice what happens? Our minds can't focus. We're all knotted up and our blood pressure explodes. So that's got to go to the gym too. You got to work on your heart. You got to work on that. You got to work on things like enemies. Because if we can get our hearts in place, blood pressure calms, our mind can focus, and we're not all knotted up. We're not all in knots. This is the quote I want to say about the heart. And I quote, love in the heart is the best medicine for the body. Not pills, not medicines, love. Got it? If you love, watch what happens to your body. Okay, how about your soul? Question for you. Okay, Catholic understanding of when is a person declared dead? How do we know when a person is declared dead? We overthink this, brains, hearts. Simple answer is this, when the soul leaves the body. That's when the heart quits beating. That's when the brain stops working. When the soul leaves the body. All these atheists out there that don't believe in God don't realize this. Okay, if you don't believe in God, then let's take God out of the equation. You won't have a soul, and guess what you're going to be? Just a blob on the ground. What brings this body to life? The soul. The soul does. The soul, it's what brings it to life. And yet, try this, and I'm not saying you should, but if you try this, don't go to Mass, don't practice sacraments, don't pray. Watch how quickly you change. You will change. Where all of a sudden you will become mad, you'll become angry, and that's the way of the world. Look at the hate in the world. Do you see it? Can you feel it? And that's what happens when we become me-centered. We lose God. We've lost him. We become me-centered. What we have to do is we have to become God-centered. Because when we're God-centered, yes, it starts with me, but it doesn't end with me. You need an example of that? The cross. Starts with Jesus, but it doesn't end. How about your being? You know Jesus ascended, don't you? Right? Right? We're going to say that in our creed. I hope you believe in that. If you don't, see me after Mass. Ascended. And you know what that means? He says, you're my hands and my feet. If we really love with our mind, our heart, and our soul, then we're going to love with our hands and our feet. We're going to do something about our faith. People will see it. People will live it. And people will know it. Brothers and sisters, the last thing I want to say to you is this. Most of the time when we think about getting strong, it has to be in competition with other people. You know, we see in high school, Vikings, Packers, why are they getting strong? So they can go out against the competition. Here's the thing about faith. There is no competition. I'm not competing against you. You're not competing against me. You know where the competition lies? Me. That's what I got to fight. This. But I got to fight. And so that's what we got to do, brothers and sisters. Think about your mind, your heart, your soul, your being, and get to the gym. Get to the gym this week, okay? The spiritual gym. Work on these things. So when God calls you home, he can say, well done, good and faithful servant. Come. Come. Experience your master's joy. God's blessings to you.